Good morning, 100.9 WIFM. I'm Joel Hooper, and as always, it's time to explore Elkin. This week, we'll explore Elkin with Jeff Edson from G&B Energy. Okay, Jeff, we got a lot of great things going on. Let's jump in head first. What's happening?
Great, Joel. Thanks for having me on today. I'm excited to be here to explore Elkin with you on WIFM. First, I'd like to wish everyone a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. And there's a lot going on in our community over the weekend with tons of fun stuff to do for all ages. To start with the Elkin Farmers Market today, till 12 noon and continuing every Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon through October. You can also celebrate the start of the summer season today at the Elkin Municipal Pool as they kick off the 2017 season. Art Reach East at the Foothills Art Council today from 12 noon till 6 p.m. and continuing through June 10th. The Cruise Downtown Elkin kickoff is today from 4 to 9 p.m., and it'll also continue on the fourth Saturday each month through October. There's also a Kids Lounge Rocking It Paint Party to benefit and raise money for the Kids Lounge in downtown Elkin today from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Farmers Market, where for $5, a donation of $5, kids can receive rocks, paint, paintbrushes, and glitter to decorate their rocks to hide downtown. This is a kind of fun and exciting thing that's been going on in town for a couple of months now. There's also live music on Sunday with Jerry Chapman at the Red Barn at Grassy Creek Vineyard and Winery. That's going on from 2 to 5 p.m. Sunday afternoon. And on Monday at 10 a.m., the Captain Mark Garner Post 7794 of the Veterans of Foreign Wars will present the area's Memorial Day, or the annual Memorial Day ceremony honoring our area's fallen veterans at the bandstand in Elkin Municipal Park. There's obviously much to explore and do in and around Elkin this weekend.
We're talking with Jeff Edson from G&B Energy, and we are exploring Elkin. Now, Explore Elkin has been busy with a lot of volunteers pushing many initiatives. What can you tell us about that?
Well, first off, and on the fun side, we kicked off our Live at 5 and Food Truck Friday events in May with tremendous crowds, and everyone seemed to thoroughly enjoy the wonderful live music, the offerings from our local craft brewers and wineries, and the wonderful food offerings at our Food Truck Fridays, not to mention the downtown restaurant offerings following the Thursday Live at 5 event. We've really started off this summer of fun events with a bang, and the next events will be this week, Thursday, June 1st, and Friday, June 2nd. This is the only time this summer that both these events will be held in the same week, and we're very excited about having them back-to-back this Thursday and Friday. The Live at 5 event is Thursday on June 1st, from 5 to 7:30 at the Elkin Farmers Market, with live music featuring 60s and 70s covers by a great local band, the Black Spotted Bananas. Skull Camp will be pouring a selection of their craft beers on Thursday, and Roaring River Vineyards will be pouring wine. On Friday, June 2nd, we will hold our second Food Truck Friday from 11 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., featuring four food trucks plus Chick-fil-A of Mount Airy. The first food truck event in May was a huge success, and if you missed it, you definitely don't want to miss the event this Friday. In addition to the wonderful food offerings all day long, there will be live music with local sensation Owen Petit from 5 to 7:30. Angry Troll and Pachoni Vineyards will also be on hand from 5 to 7:30, providing craft beer and wine. For complete information on these and other events, visit ExploreElkin.com or follow us on Facebook at Explore Elkin.
And I know that our marketing committee under the leadership of Brittany Russell has been working extremely hard. We were talking with Brittany just a couple of weeks ago. What can you update us on?
Yeah, they've established a website and Facebook page, and I'd like to ask all listeners to follow us and like us on Facebook. The marketing committee is also finalizing a monthly co-op advertising program in Our State Magazine, and we're very excited about this. What we're looking at doing there is in the destination section in the back of that magazine, we're looking at providing local organizations the opportunity to promote their events, such as the Wine Festival, Pumpkin Festival, Brew Fest, and other events, with Explore Elkin and the Elkin TDA providing some co-op funding to reduce the cost to the advertiser. Brittany and her team has also developed a comprehensive calendar of music, arts, and entertainment events in our community, and we're really excited about this. You can access that by visiting Explore Elkin or visit theyadkinvalley.com, or you can follow us on Facebook to access a complete calendar of events. Better yet, if you would connect with us through our Explore Elkin email list by texting Explore Elkin with no space, just Explore Elkin to 22828. You'll be prompted to provide an email, and by doing that, you'll sign up. Now, this email list, we're not going to bury you with emails. We're sending basically one email a week with a calendar of events, fun events for that week. and very few other emails of importance will be sent. So, also, if you're a local restaurant, winery, brewery, or other venue, and you're planning a music, arts, or entertainment event, please email us at exploreelkin@gmail.com, and we will see if we can't help you market your event.
We're talking with Jeff Edson from G&B Energy, and we are exploring Elkin on this beautiful Saturday morning. Now, in addition to these incredible events and marketing efforts, we also have a number of initiatives that are underway to develop a shared vision for our community's future. What can you keep us up to date on that?
Joe, we do. We're doing a lot of work, and a lot of volunteers are involved in making this happen. First off, Sandy Blackley is continuing the effort to extend broadband, fiber optic, internet service to residential neighborhoods in Elkin through a partnership with Surrey Telephone. And we just recently completed last week a series of four roundtable discussions. These discussions were moderated by Crystal Morphis, the founder and CEO of Creative Economic Development Consulting, located in downtown Elkin. These events were held at the Fairfield Inn and were very well attended, and we established priorities for the future work of our committees around four separate topics. The first meeting was basically examined the potential redevelopment of the former Chatham Mill property, and we discussed ideas for what we might like to see developed at that property, and we had the current owner of the property on hand and shared those ideas with him, and it was a very good meeting. The second meeting, we discussed ideas to promote population growth and ideas to address the current housing gap, including development of market-rate apartments and rental property in town, as well as hopefully in the future getting some new subdivision homes under construction. The third event, we examined our current business climate and how to make our community more business friendly. And at the final roundtable meeting, we examined ideas around the redevelopment of our historic downtown district. We would like to really thank Chick-fil-A and Mount Airy for providing the meals for these roundtable discussions. We're also sponsoring, as a follow-up really to the downtown revitalization discussion, we're sponsoring a public forum this coming Tuesday night, May 30th, at the Liberty in downtown Elkin. At this forum, we will look at proposed zoning changes for the B1 downtown district. George Crater, our planning and zoning officer for the town of Elkin, will be on hand to outline the current zoning and discuss proposed changes, and then we'll have an open discussion, which the outcome of that discussion will be provided as input to the Elkin Planning Committee, which is meeting later in the week. I'd also many thanks to Crystal for volunteering her time and talents to ensure the success of the roundtable events we had in May. She was a big part of the success of those events.
All right, as we begin to wrap things up on this edition of Explore Elkin, Jeff, tell us what we've got looking forward to.
Well, there's one other big event that we're planning that we're really looking forward to, and that event will be on July 8th. We're planning a discounted cost float down the Yadkin River, and it's going to be called the Explore Elkin Family Flotilla. And our goal for that day, we'll be floating from Ronda to Crater Park in Elkin, and our goal for that day is to fill every boat that the five river outfitters in our area have available. We're planning to have that videoed, and we're going to try to get it on news broadcast in both Winston and Raleigh and Charlotte, and we think it'll draw a lot of attention to our area. We're planning a free hot dog lunch with live music, beer, and wine at Crater Park at the takeout. So if you want to be involved in this, we hope you will, just text Explore Elkin, no space, to 22828 to receive an email invite to this and other Explore Elkin events. Again, that's Explore Elkin with no space to 22828, and we will add you to our email list.
All right, Jeff Edson, as always, we want folks to get involved. We want folks to share their thoughts, their vision, their dreams, their hopes. And, of course, there are many ways that folks can do that. But I think the neatest thing that you've told us about is the new initiative there to get emails out. Like you said, you're not going to be flooding folks with a ton of emails, but those important emails folks will be able to get. And you said you're going to be sending those out.
That's exactly right. And all you have to do to sign up for that email list, again, is text Explore Elkin with no space to 22828.
All right, folks. Jeff Edson from G&B Energy. Thanks once again to Jeff and all of the folks from the Yadkin Valley that are doing such an incredible job exploring Elkin. And remember, folks, there is never a better day than today to explore Elkin. I'm Joel Hooper for 100.9 WIFM.